现在是读经时间，请打开圣经或者看大屏幕。今天的经文出自彼得前书五章八到十一节。I'll read it in Mandarin first. His Bible verse come from 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8 to 11. 务要谨守，警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼，如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。你们要用坚固的信心抵挡他，因为知道你们在世上的众弟兄也是经历这样的苦难。那赐诸般恩典的神，曾在基督里召你们，得享他永远的荣耀。等你们战胜苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。愿全能归给他，直到永永远远。阿们。I'll read the Bible verse, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 to 11. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the faithful believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings. And the God of all grace, who called you to be to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. 请我们谨记神的话语。This is God's word.
谢谢 John for reading the scriptures, and we are so happy to see many of you, especially the Canadian-born, the Chinese among us.
谢谢 John 弟兄为我们读经，还有让我们非常欢迎看见有一些的我们在本土出生的第二代在我们当中。
I wish I didn't greet you at the door at the end of the service, so I can understand and learn more about your story.
我希望我王浩呢在门后呢可以跟你们见面，明白你们的听听你们的故事。
以马内利
Emmanuel
平安
Peace be with you
我们听到的时候我是盼望大家有回应的我是容许大家有回应的
I just hope that you guys can have some response back
好吗以马内利平安
Emmanuel
平安
Peace be with you
好感谢主我们今天要思想神的话语也要聆听神的话语
Let us receive and reflect on the word of God this afternoon.
让我们首先有一个的祷告。我请我们的思琴百丽帮我们有一些的音乐，让我们有一个开始的祷告。
Let us have an opening prayer.
当我们有音乐陪伴着我们的时间，让我们的心能够在。耶稣的面前能够安静如玛利亚一样
Let us quiet down our hearts just like Mary
玛利亚想得到上好的福分
Mary wants to receive the best inheritance
因此她专注
Therefore she focused
因此她寻求
And she chooses
因此她带着盼望到耶稣的面前
So she comes before the Lord with expectations.
我们求天父今天给我们同一颗玛利亚的专心。
I just pray that today we will be like Mary, having a focused heart.
能够到耶稣的面前。
To come before our Lord.
让我们不要空手的进来，也空手的离开。
Let us not come in with empty hands and leave with empty hands.
我们求天父对着我们属灵的光景来跟我们说话。
May the Lord speak directly to our spiritual status at this moment.
也正正对正我们教会属灵的光景来说话。
And speak to the spiritual condition of this church at this moment.
因为上帝的话一句话都不落空。
Because every word of God does not go back empty to him.
一切都会过去，但是神的话语永不过去。
Everything will pass away, but the word of God will not pass away.
我们求天父帮助我们。
May the Lord come and help us.
我们更加求圣灵住在我们里面的保惠师开我们的心眼。
And may the Spirit of God who lives in us open the eyes of our heart.
以至于我们看到我们属灵的真相。
So that we can see the spiritual condition of our own.
以适当的行为能够改过，能够来跟随耶稣基督。
And respect and respond correctly in repentance.
感谢赞美主。
All praises to God.
愿意我们每个人都以信心接受从神来的话语。
Let us come and receive the word of God with faith.
成为我们生命的力量。
To become the strength of our life.
成为我们生活当中每一天真实的看见。
So that we can see in reality how each day's life is.
帮助我们能够刚强壮胆。
Come and strengthen us and help us.
忠心竭力地向前奔跑。
To walk and run faithfully.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
In Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. 谢谢白丽。今天的题目是我们务要谨守警醒。
The topic of this verse, the sermon today is be alert and of sober mind.
彼得前书很快地把我们人生走一遍。
First Peter chapter 5 runs through the whole life for us.
原来你和我的故事都很相似。
Maybe we have very similar stories.
我指的特别是当中的基督徒。
I'm talking to the Christians.
基督徒的故事就是上帝呼召我们转了人生的跑道。
What is the story of a Christian? It's for the Lord to come and redeem us to change our course of life.
在人的中间只有两条的走道。
In man's life, there's only two courses of life.
一条是黑暗的跑道，终点是永恒终极的死亡。
One is this runway that runs to darkness and that leads to death.
另外一条的跑道。
And the other course, runway,
是上帝的手把在黑暗里面的人端到另外一个跑道上面去跑。
It's for God to come into us who are in this darkness and bring us out of that into this runway of life.
我们走在光明当中的这些上帝的儿女不见得都是一帆风顺。
For us who run in this courseway of life and light doesn't mean that we have a very, very smooth life.
反而有时候我们是因为自己的信仰走得可能有点坎坷。
And sometimes because of our own faith and struggles, it may be sometimes a bit hard to run on it.
有时候有一些的阻力在我们中间。
And there could be some resistance coming along our way.
甚至在一些的国家中间他们是受到逼迫的。
And even in some countries, you have a lot of persecution.
但是这一切一切所经过了。
But for all that we have endured,
上帝答应我们，他的恩典是够我们使用的。
But God promises that His grace is sufficient for us.
困难反而是帮助我们成长的催化剂。
In our struggles, actually as the catalyst to help us to break through.
以至于基督徒能够如鹰展翅。
So that we can soar on wings like eagles.
活出一个像飞鹰一样的生活。
And live like a life of an eagle.
Not a life of chicken.
不是好像就鸡一样跑的。
Just crawling.
就是爬爬爬。
Like a 走地鸡。
Just like those runaway chickens.
Like always crawling on the ground.
只是在地上爬走的。
Like eating mites and little ants all the day.
就是每天吃这个蚂蚁还是这个虫。
We are born again Christians and God give us a life of an eagle.
我们是重新得救的人，所以我们的生命是好像一个鹰一样的。
And you need to learn how to fly.
你要学怎么去飞。
And you need to learn how to enjoy flying over your difficulties.
享受怎么飞过你一切的困难。
But it takes exercises and hardship to strengthen your wings.
但是你要训练自己，让你的这个翅膀要有这个力量去做。
Nothing else can prove that you are an eagle until you go through all the trials and tribulations.
你怎么证明自己是这个飞鹰呢？就是你走过一切的困难的时候，你就证明自己。
And then our life is so short. Before you know it, it's going to end.
我们的生命其实是很短的，很快就完了。
And this is our story.
这是我们的故事吧？
这就是彼得前书里面所说的我们基督徒的故事。
And that's the story that the First Peter is talking to us. That's the story of every Christian.
也就是这种的故事吸引其他人要追寻耶稣基督。
And because of this kind of story, everybody is being attracted to it.
不是因为我们因为做了基督徒有困难而不做基督徒。
Not just because we become a Christian and there's suffering and we say, no, I don't want it anymore.
原来这个困难正保证我们的生命能够强壮。
And it's actually through this suffering that guarantees us our life will become stronger.
能够高飞。
We can fly high.
能够超越一切的人生。
We can soar over every single life expectation.
以至于飞出那种荣耀自由的那种的生活状态出来。
And we soar on that glorious life that God has redeemed for us.
基督教一点都不悲观。
And you know what? Christianity is not a negative thing.
背起十字架正是这样的道理。
To carry the cross, that is the idea.
把短暂的取消。
And we cancel out the short term, what's on the short term?
把捆绑我们的这些的肉体和重担和罪取消。
Whatever put us in bondage is being cancelled.
让我们长出属天的翅膀，让我们能够高飞。
And we grow up these glorious wings from heaven, and we can soar on wings like eagles.
但是在新的跑道的中间，很多基督徒还是在熟睡的中间。
But in this new courseway that we have, many Christians are still asleep.
我们好像还在那里熟睡一样。
And we're in deep sleep.
因为我们习惯了一只鸡的生活，我们还不习惯老鹰的生活。
Because we're so used to be living like a chicken and not an eagle.
因此很多的其他的鸡就跟这只将要成为老鹰的鹰来讲话。
So a lot of the chickens talk to this supposedly to become an eagle and they speak to them.
你多走走啦。
Just go walk.
吃地上的东西啦。
And eat what's on the ground.
地上很过瘾的，很好玩的。
Oh, just walk through that. It's such enjoyment.
要有计划。
You have to plan.
是走的计划。
And to run and walk.
生活的计划都在这个地上。
How to live life on earth.
我们投资啦。
The way we invest.
我们儿女的教育啦。
How we do education for our kids. The RESP.
金钱RESP. Okay.
Yeah.
Did I say that? No.
Sorry.
But it's okay.金钱和时间的管理啦。
How to manage your money and your time.
啊，婚姻的生活啦。
Your marriage life.
啊，交友的习惯啦。
And to just enjoy life.
原文我们这些的准老鹰还在听那些鸡来教导我们怎么样做老鹰。
And for us to be eagles, listening to the advice of those chicken, how to be an eagle.
我们错过了一辈子里面错过了最大的事情，就是我们可以当老鹰。
So we have missed the point. We can be an eagle.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
你是不是就是那只在学鸡走路的老鹰啊
？Are you an eagle trying to be a chicken？
Did she get it right？
I think.
Yes.我们是不是跟其他没有信仰的人的想法和做法是一模一样呢
？Is our mindset and the way we live our life same as those people who have no faith in Christ？
不要让这个世界教你怎么样去生活。
Don't let the world teach you how to live your life。
要看耶稣怎么生活。
You need to take a look at how Christ lived his life.
你同样可以过这样的生活。
And you can live it like exactly like him.
但是我怕的就是你没有重生得救，成为一只老鹰的生活。
But what I'm afraid of is you have not come into salvation and come into this life of an eagle.
你以为自己是老鹰，但是你还是鸡的话，你没有办法过一只老鹰的生活。
You think you're an eagle, but actually you're still a chicken, so you cannot live the life of an eagle.
如果基督徒跟其他没有信仰的人一样的话，我们就在那里沉迷，我们还在沉睡。
So for us who live exactly the same as those without faith, then we're still in deep sleep and we're lost and confused.
A new life has to be wakened.
一个新的生命要醒过来的。
求上帝光照我们。
For God to come and enlighten us.
And now is the time.
这个就是时候了。
Wake up, Christians.
醒起来吧。
Live a different life.
过一个不再一样的生命。
过一个属天的生活。
Live a life belongs to the heavenlies.
乘风破浪。
To ride through the waves.
把你的生活里面的高度告诉那些的 chickens.
And you fly on high and you tell those chickens on the ground.
叫大家也来寻求上帝。
And tell them, come and choose life with God.
Be born again and ask for salvation.
重新要重生得救吧。
我们基督徒可能也没有在一个警醒的生活的当中。
Maybe for us Christians, we are not living a life that is alert.
也就是说我们基督徒过得很平平淡淡都没有危机意识啊。
So we'll just go smoothly and in everyday life as is, and we don't have that sense of awareness of danger coming.
我们以为这副的身体，我们以为这种的生活是直到永永远远，没有一点危机感。
So we think this kind of lifestyle, this kind of body will just carry on forever and ever until eternity.
圣经告诉我们人生是短暂的。
The Bible tells us life is short.
人生是脆弱的。
Life is vulnerable.
人生也会被罪恶带给我们巨大的影响力。
And life is being impacted by sin greatly.
如果我们北美的人没有任何的危机意识的话，
For us North Americans, we don't have that sense of awareness of danger coming.
或许4月23号星期一在多伦多北约克里面的事情会唤醒我们。
Maybe that incident that happened in North York on April 30th would come and waken us up.
Wake up, people.
醒过来吧。
There's eternity.
这就是永恒。
我们是一个过旅，是一个客旅，是寄居的。
We're just sojourners of this earth passing by.
Don't be fooled by your present success.
不要被你现在的成功蒙骗吧。
我们还在那个短暂，还在虚空，还在罪恶当中给我们的巨大的影响力，我们不要忘记。
We're simply being affected by this great impact of sin, living this short-term life, and let us know the impact.
4月23号的警钟敲响了。
The wakening bell of April 30th has been rung.
让我们能够居安思危，我们有一个危机的意识。
Let us in our complacency continue to see the danger that may be coming along our way.
从此不要过一个健忘的生活。
Let us not just live a life of complacency.
不要我们基督徒活得跟没有信仰的人是一模一样。
Don't live a life that is similar to those who have no faith.
基督徒的生活从来没有生活在一个真空管里面。
We don't believe, for as Christians, we don't live in a spiritual vacuum.
你知道真空管里面是没有空气的哈，所以它没有阻力。
You know what happens in the vacuum? There's no air. That's why there's no resistance.
有人试过这样的一个实验，在高空哈，在一个的 silo 的里面呢，高空把一个羽毛跟一个保龄球在真空的里面一起掉下去，你看谁会先掉在地上
？So there was an experiment in a spiritual, I mean, in a real vacuum where there's no air in there. They put a feather and a bowling ball, and they drop the two things together. Guess which one lands first?
It surprises me.The feather lands at the same time as a bowling ball. Same time.
很惊讶的是这个保龄球跟这个羽毛一起跌下来。
基督徒的生活不是在真空管里面的。
For us Christians, we don't live in a spiritual vacuum.
我们活在一个真实的一个属灵的一个境况当中的。
We live in a real spiritual awareness atmosphere.
所以我们需要警醒。
We need to be awakened and alert.
基督徒的警醒有两方面。
There's two ways how Christians can be alert and awakened.
第一
，Number one，
上帝在看着我们。
God is watching us.
我们要等候耶稣基督再来时间，我们要警醒，要祷告，要传福音。
As we await for the return of Christ, we need to be alert and awakened and to share the good news with everyone.
因为耶稣基督的再来要我们交账的。
Because when Jesus comes, we need to give an account of our life to Him.
不能糊涂无知的度日。
We cannot be naive and stupid and just live our life like that.
我们要交账，把上帝给我们的恩赐，有五千，有二千，有一千，我们要变卖，要传福音，要把我们有限的投资在永恒的中间。上帝要问我们怎么用我们的时间和资源。
For all the resources that God has given us, whether our time, our money, our life, everything, whether it's 5,000, 2,000, 1,000, the Lord wants us to invest it and spend it for eternity, and we need to give an account of how we use it.To our Lord when He comes back.
基督徒第二个警醒，就是因为撒旦魔鬼也看着我们。
The second awakening we need to know is Satan is also watching us.
我们的生活里面再不是一个真空的。
So we don't live in this vacuum.
因为你和我以为我们不做礼拜、不读圣经，跟别人活得一模一样，这就是我们的问题。
If we think that we don't need to come to for worship, we don't read the Bible, we don't pray, and that's okay, that is our problem.
在属灵的中间，撒旦像吼叫的狮子，遍地的游行，寻找可吞吃的。
In this spiritual reality, the enemy Satan walks around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to eat up.
那四月二十三号只是一个的小小的警钟，知道这个世界是潜在的很多的罪恶与黑暗在后面的。
April 30th is just a very small awakening bell to let us see the darkness and the evil of this world.
基督徒我们更加的敏锐于我们有可能在撒旦那方面对我们的这些的、潜在的这种的危机和攻击。
As Christians, we need to be sensitive to this possibility of the attacks of the enemy.
撒旦是上帝的敌对。
Satan is the rivalry of God.
Satan is always the opposition of God.
撒旦永远是抵挡神的。
他遍地游行。
He prowls around the world.
他有一些潜移默化的这种潜伏的这种的动作啊，潜在你的里边。
He has this ability to come seeping into our lives.
你知道这个 lion 是 very stealth 啊，在那个草丛里面非常慢的，你看他的动作。他不让你知道，非常慢，到可以抓你的时候，就冲过去。
你看 ，you look at this lion who's hiding behind the bushes quietly, and suddenly when the time comes, he'll just jump in and prowl at you.
其实这个世界已经布好了这个撒旦的潜伏的这些的危机。
And in this world, there's a lot of the enemy where he's hiding around the bushes.
我们的文化里面充斥了这个世俗化，还有这些不正当的这些的合理化。这种的现象。
And in our culture, there's so many things that is wrong, but yet it has been rationalized to seem like it's correct.
我们把这个的性开放也是合理化。
There's so much of perversion that we think is okay.
应该是一男一女在婚姻里面的 sex, that's the right kind of sex from the Bible.
In marriage, it should be one man and woman. 他们只可以一起在结婚之后才有这个性生活，这个就是合乎圣经教导的。
You only get a license to have sex when you get married.
你只是要结婚之后才可以有这个性生活的。
所以其他的就不对了。
And the rest is not correct.
一男一女在婚姻的里面。
One man, one woman in marriage.
婚约的里面 have sex, it's okay. Other than that, it's all wrong.
在这个婚姻里边就是可以的。要不然就是错的。
性开放的这个合理化，还有生命的尊严这个合理化。
And not just for perversion, but also the dignity of life to be rationalized.
我们还有现在毒品的变成补品的这个合理化。
For drugs to now become energy supplement to be rationalized that way.
Do you rationalize all the things?
把很多的东西都合理化了。
Whatever works for you.
你做得行就可以了。
It doesn't matter what you do, but you do not harm other people. That's your right.
只要不伤害别人，就有这个权利可以做了。
这种的思想就是世界当中混乱和分裂的原因。
This is the kind of mindset that brings the world into division and confusion.
我们还有个人的主义啊，享乐的主义啊。
Individualism, hedonism.
相对的主义啊。
Relativism.
反权威主义啊。
Anti-authoritarianism,
反律法主义等等。
Anti-legalism,
就是按着你的胃口。
And depending on your appetite.
现在美国是一个很明显的一个分裂的一个社群，分裂的一个国家。
Look at the United States. It is a country that is being totally divided.
前面所种下的，现在来收割了。
So what has been planted now, we are reaping what we have sown.
就从个人主义开始。
From individualism, we start that.
但是我相信唯有耶稣基督讲的话是可以把世界合起来，是和谐的。
And I believe that only with the word of God can come and once again restore the division of the world.
和平不是把你们 individual power equalize and have an equilibrium power.
和平不是把你我们的这个权利都可以分布每个人都一模一样的。
你有权有十分，你的另外一个权五分，我把你升到十分，大家的权平了就和平了。
So your power is 10 over here, you have 5, I raise you up to 10, so we all have the equal power. Is that good?
你有三把枪，另外一个只有一把枪，你再多买两把，你就平衡了，就和平了。
You have 3 guns, I have 1, give me 2 more, we both have 3 now that we have this peace.
我觉得耶稣是非常彻底的改变人类的历史。
And for Christ to come and totally transform the history of
man. 他叫每一个人来跟从他说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
And Christ said, for those who want to come follow me, you need to pick up your cross and get rid of yourself.
和平的根基就是 self-sacrifice.
这个for the philosophy foundation of peace, 就是把我自己的献出来。
除了舍己。人没有办法真正的和平。
Apart from self-sacrifice, there is no way of true peace.
耶稣就活出这样的一个高度来，他就舍己为我们钉在十字架上。
And for Christ, he really demonstrated to us what self-sacrifice means on the cross.
把这样的生命通过圣灵赐给我们。
And through the Holy Spirit, he has given us that real life.
让每个相信他的人 婚姻能够和睦
，so that those who believe in him, marriage can be restored.
人与人的关系能够和睦
，relationship can be reconciled.
这个叫做福音
，and that is the good news.
That's the good news.
这就是福音。
只有教会里面有 good news.
Only the church 有这个好消息。
教会里面有福音。
In the church, there is a gospel.
福音就是耶稣基督。
And the gospel is Jesus Christ.
就是他为我们钉十字架。
Because he died for us on the cross.
就是我们跟随耶稣基督学习舍己。
When we follow Christ to learn the life of self-sacrifice.
求天父帮助我们从这些撒旦的这个诡计潜移默化的文化当中我们能够觉醒起来。
So may the Lord come and help us and redeem us from that seeping enemy who comes and take over our life and we can be redeemed from that.
看穿了环境然后听清楚耶稣基督的命令是要舍己背起十字架。
In our situation, whatever way it is, we can hear the word of God to self-sacrifice and take up the cross.
圣经也告诉我们要用坚固的信心去抵挡。
And the Bible also tells us to stand firm and be strong in our faith.
坚固的信心抵挡。
To be strong in our faith to face this.
坚固的信心就像一个人把钉子打到那个木头里面，打打打打打。
And what is being strong in the faith? And you keep knocking on that nail until it goes deep, 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 deep into the wood.
需要捶打，需要时间。
And you use that hammer to just hammer that nail right into the wall.
如果你的钉子不牢，打打打打到一半不打了，怎么办
？When if you just do it halfway, what would happen?
你知道一个钉子打到一半，哎呦，打错了，要钉在墙上，怎么打在这儿了？我要把它拔出来，怎么拔
？So if you want to pull out the nail, what do you do?
你没有太多的工具，不要紧，你去摇它嘛。开始很困难，一点点摇摇摇摇摇摇摇，对不对？摇出来了。
So if you don't have a lot of tools to pull the nail out, you just keep pulling, pulling, and shaking, and shaking. Afterward, you can pull the nail out. Keep shaking it.
你的信仰就要打钉子打到底。
And it's like your faith, like the nail, it has to go all the way in.
每天要读神的话语，把上帝的应许用信心调和放在我的心中。
As you read the word of God, you need to receive it by faith to receive it and to meditate on it through faith.
要通过祷告，圣灵带领我们能够宣告我们在基督里面的得胜。
In prayer and through the Holy Spirit, we declare that we are already in victory.
很多人的信仰就是让这个魔鬼在那里天天都摇他。
For those of us, many of us, our faith is like that nail where the enemy comes and shake and shake and shake every single day.
你听完道了。
After you hear the word of God,
可能没有用信心去接受。
You did not receive the word through faith.
可能很多的 criticism.
有很多的批评。
看这篇的道，看上帝的话，能不能通过你这个脑子。
And you want the word of God to filter through your logic mind.
不中听。不合理的我就不带回去
Those that does not fit my logic doesn't fit my frame of reference I want to go and reject that
到外面很多朋友给你很多的意见说基督教这些已经过时了这些不是真理了就在你摇摇摇摇摇摇
And your friend keeps telling you Christianity is outdated is old stuff and this is how the enemy keeps shaking and shaking you every day
问题是魔鬼撒旦像吼叫狮子遍地的游行寻找可吞吃的人是哪些人
And the problem is the enemy is like a prowling, like a roaring lion, looking for people to devour totally.
会不会我们在生活当中有一些的小事情我们在贪心呢
？Maybe some there are small issues in our life, for example, like greed.
可能你说没有办法了，没有关系，我先把这个事，我先把这个东西先拿了，我下次偷偷的还给他，那也不算是偷嘛，这算是借，然后下次就偷偷还给他就好了。
Maybe you just say, oh, I want this thing, but then it doesn't matter. I just borrow it. It's not really stealing. Maybe later on, I'll just quietly return it back to her.
我们做基督徒的就在小事上面不要动摇。
Don't give in those small things, issues.
你要听到上帝圣灵的话跟你说在小事中心在大事就中心。
Listen to the voice of the Spirit. When you are faithful in the small things, you will be faithful in the big things.
我们在小事上面如果贪心的话上帝怎么样把所有的财产给你呢
If we're even greedy in those very small things, how can God give you more inheritance?
把更大的财产给你呢
And how can he give you more?
如果你据为己有的小事上帝是不会让你做大事的。
If you already fail in the small things, how can God trust you with the bigger things?
我们在小事上面要忠心。
In small things, we become faithful.
以至于我们一次一次把上帝的话语、他的 真理打在我们的心中。
So that we can keep pounding in the truth and the word of God into our hearts.
耶稣的品格就这样在我们的心中成型了。
And that's how the character of Christ is being formed in each of our hearts.
我们要用坚固的信心去抵挡魔鬼。
We need to resist the devil with a strong faith.
不要再让魔鬼撒旦来动摇我们的信心。
Don't let the enemy come and shake us out.
有些的基督徒因为信了耶稣，但是又没有活出基督徒的样式。
Some Christians, we just accept Christ, but then we don't live a life of Christ.
落在比以前更大的愁苦里面。
Or maybe we enter into even a deeper suffering.
因为一个比以前更干净的良心的控告，会声音比以前没信主的时候更大。
Because as our conscience comes back and talks and confronts us, it's even worse than before you accept the Christ.
直到我们在真正的跑道里面，活在神的光中的时间，我们才有生活有力量。
Until we come to this real, the correct discourse and runway and live under the light of Christ.
撒旦也会影响我们这些动摇了信心，或者是给撒旦吃掉我们信心的基督徒，会影响我们。
And also Christ, I mean the enemy comes and shakes us out and even devour our faith in Christ.
当我们有信仰的人信心软弱，我们觉得目前的困难比上帝的力量，比上帝的力量还要大。
And many times when we are in deep struggles or difficulties, we believe our problem is bigger than our God.
因为你的信心没有建立在上帝的面前。
Because our faith was not built before God.
当困难来的时候，你只看到困难。
When the trouble comes, you only see the trouble.
如果一张白纸里面有一个黑点。
If there's a white piece of paper and there's a black spot there.
那个黑点就是你的困难。
And that black spot is your trouble.
你就专门看着那个黑点，以至于专注到一个程度，你一切都是变。
And you keep staring at that black spot, and all that you see is a black spot, and then it comes to the point where all you see is actually the black spot.
信心就是我们的眼睛来专注在神的面前。
Faith is for our eyes to be focused on our God.
我们的信心就建立在对神的全知、全能、全在、全爱的信念的上面。
Our faith is being built on God being all powerful, all knowing, and all everywhere.
当困难来的时间。
When trouble comes,
我们的信心是注意在上帝的面前的。
Our faith is for us to look at God.
上帝的大能，上帝的无所不能，胜过我们当前的这个困难。
His mighty power is much bigger than the trouble that we have.
如果你听到魔鬼对你说，现在求上帝啊，已经太迟了。你这个人求上帝太迟了，你看你干的事情，神不会听你的。
If you hear the enemy telling you, wow, you seek help now, this is way too late, God will not be able to help you.
他不会饶恕你的。
He will not forgive you.
这就是撒旦的谎言，他说你的过犯是大过神的恩典。
And that is the lie of Satan, saying to you, your sin is bigger than the victory on the cross.
当你知道上帝的恩典是直接的赦免我们的时间。
When you know that the grace of God can come and directly forgive us,
就没有一样的罪上帝是不可以赦免。
There is no one sin that Christ cannot forgive.
我们求上帝帮助我们。
Let us have ask God to come and help us.
把信心放在上帝的里面，放在基督的里面。
So our faith is being built on Christ alone.
我们也可以彼此的帮助，也可以帮助自己，在这些的圣经里面坚固自己的信心。
And let us help one another and encourage one another to build our faith in Christ.
大家可以写下来，约翰一书四章四节。
Let us write First John 4:4.
圣经说，小子们呐、啊，你们是属神的，并且胜了他们，因为那在你们里面的。比那在世界上的更大。
There it says, you dear children are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is much greater than the one who is in the world.
谁更大？
Who is bigger?
属灵的里面就看谁最大。
In the spiritual realm, who is the biggest?
我们也帮一些的弟兄姐妹去家里面，有时候他们感觉到晚上会有这个叫鬼压也好，或者有一种不好的气氛，或者家里面总是出现一些突然不幸的事情，重复发生，也没有什么原因的。我们为他们祷告。
Sometimes there are brothers and sisters who are having evil attacks, and so we go and help them do deliverances.
我们的祷告就是让那个人基督徒的信心首先被建立起来。
So what we do, the first thing is we need to help them to have their faith come alive.
通过祷告
through faith of prayer,
通过上帝的话语
through the word of God,
上帝的话语就是属灵里面的真实
and the word of God is the truth in the spiritual realm,
当上帝说上帝是在你的心里面比一切都大就是比一切都大
so when God says the God who is in you is bigger than anything else in the world, that is what exactly how he meant it.
所以任何这些不干净啊这些攻击你啊这些撒旦像遍地游行的吼叫狮子，他们都没有办法。
So all the unclean spirits, all the attacks, all the evilness have no more power over you.
要重建那个人的信心。
We need to build up the faith of that person.
知道上帝是最大的。
And we know that God is the biggest.
其他我们自己可以回家看，是马可福音四章三十二节。
You can go home and read Mark chapter 4 verse 32.
约翰福音十章二十九节。
John chapter 10 verse 29.
然后每听到上帝的话语，关于神的，我们都以信心去接受这个是事实。
So that whenever we receive the word of God, we receive it with faith.
不但可以帮助自己，也可以帮助别人。
Not just to help ourselves, but also to help other people.
圣经继续说，你们要用坚固的信心抵挡他们，因为知道你们在世上的众弟兄也是经历这样的苦难。
And the scripture tells us to encourage and one another through the word of God because we know that we are all going through sufferings.
他说，我们如果自己经历苦难，不要忘了，有很多基督徒在外面也是跟你一样同路人。
So it's saying, if you're going through suffering, don't forget there are many others who are going through like you. We are the same sojourners on the same journey.
你以为你在教会里面，你以为信耶稣基督很孤单吗？
You think you're lonely in your home Christian faith?
全世界里面有很多基督徒正在受逼迫，他们也以信心站住了。
In the whole world, there are so many other Christians who are being persecuted and who are facing their trials by faith.
根据统计，自基督教以来到现在，大概有7000万的基督徒是殉道了。
According to statistics, there were over 70 million Christians who were martyred throughout history.
在21世纪的当中，每一年大概有10万到16万的基督徒是殉道的。
In the 21st century, there's over roughly about 100,000 to 160,000 Christians who are being killed every year.
在现代的统计的当中
，And according to recent statistics,
全世界每个月有322个基督徒殉道。
Every month, there are 322 Christians being killed.
有超过60个国家的基督徒是因为他们跟随耶稣被政府逼迫的。
There are over 60 countries in this world who are persecuting their own Christians.
就在2015年的当中，一年里面就有7100个基督徒因为他们的信仰的缘故殉道。
Just in the year of 2015, there were just over 2,100 people being killed because of their Christian faith.
逼迫基督徒最厉害的国家是什么呢？
What are the top 10 countries who have the most persecution towards Christians?
你猜看第一是什么？
Guess who's number one on the list?
North.
北
韩。
North Korea.
今天 Pastor David 帮我们祷告。
Today, Pastor David prayed together with us.
The most persecuted country in the world is North Korea.
最受逼迫的国家就是北韩。
很多的南韩的基督徒帮他们祷告。
So many Christians from South Korea are praying for them.
前几年我跟 Pastor Mary 我们到这个黎巴嫩的这个山上面。
A couple years ago, Pastor Mimi and I, we went to the Bica Valley in Lebanon.
在比卡的山里面，我们就看到有南韩的基督徒已经在那里服侍那些的难民。
In Bica Valley, we saw the Christians, missionaries from South Korea ministering to the refugees there.
这个韩国的宣教师，他说我10多年前我就去埃及已经学习这个阿拉伯话了。
And this Korean ministry was telling us, over a decade ago, we already went to Egypt to learn Arabic.
他说因为我知道有很多的难民出来是从这个回教国家了，我要服侍他们，所以他老早已经学阿拉伯话去服侍他们。
Because I know that there are a lot of refugees coming out from this Muslim world, and we want to learn Arabic to know how to minister to them.
但他故事还没讲完。
But the story has not ended there.
他说这个服侍阿拉伯难民的这个的经历会帮助我以后把那些北韩来的难民，我知道怎么照顾他们。
And he said, this experience I have ministering and serving the refugees from the Middle East will one day help me so that when I go back to my own country to know how to minister those refugees coming from North Korea.
这个眼光不得了。
Look at the eyesight, the vision that he has.
眼光不得了。
What a vision.
原来在山区的里面没有任何人替他做广告，但是却出现了很伟大的生命。
So in the valley of Bekaa, in this very small place, and there we look at this exciting life that there is.
都是很聪明的人。
These are people of wisdom.
他们献身。
They are committed.
为了其他人。
For other people.
所以我们今天所受的这些的苦，世界上有很多的基督徒跟我们一样。
So today the suffering that we are going through, there are many other Christians going through the same thing.
他的生命，他们的生命没有比你跟我的生命更贱。
Their life is very similar to ours.
他们知道他们是谁。
They know who they are.
他们知道为什么要受苦。
They know why they are suffering.
就是要跟随耶稣基督。
Because they are following Jesus.
但愿这些的见证人鼓励我们。
I just pray that these testimonies will continue to encourage each one of us here.
最后天父会亲自的成全。
And the Lord himself will be responsible.
他说那赐诸般恩典的神曾在基督里召你们得享他永远的荣耀。等你们攒受苦难以后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。
There in verse 10 it says, In his kindness, God called you to share in his eternal glory by means of Christ Jesus. So after you have suffered a little while, he will restore, support, and strengthen you, and he will place you on a firm foundation.
原来上帝是要让我们经过这个苦难，以至于他说之后要怎么样成全我们。坚固你们，赐力量给我们，对不对？是受苦难之后才成全你们，对不对？
So sometimes what God has in mind is to have us go through that suffering so that after that he's going to come and restore, support, strengthen us and place us on a firm foundation.
不是说祷告让我们离开这个苦难，是经过了苦难要成全我们。
He does not say so that we can escape the suffering, but he says as you go through the suffering, then you will become complete.
似乎很多的基督徒稍微我们想一想都是必经之路。
And to go through suffering is the path for many, many Christians.
就像雅各书一章三到四节说的。
Just like in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 3 to 4.
因为知道你们的信心经过试验就生忍耐。
Because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance.
要知道你们的信心经过试验就产生忍耐。
To know that your faith after testing will produce perseverance.
诗篇二十三篇讲的一点都不错。
And the Psalm 23 is so correct.
他开始说耶和华是我的牧者
says,
我必不致缺乏。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
走到后半段中间说我虽然行过死荫的幽谷我也不怕遭害。
And there it says, even though I walk through the valley of shadow and death, I fear no evil.
谁带他进去的？
Who leads him into that place?
他说因为你与我同在。
It's because you and I are together.
他说在我敌人面前。
And before my enemies.
你为我摆设宴席。
You have a buffet in front of me, in front of them.
你用油膏了我的头。
You anoint me with oil.
使我的福杯满溢。
So my cup overflows.
原来经过死荫的幽谷和仇敌的这个手中，好像试炼一样的。
So as we walk through the valley of shadow of death, it's a great test and trial for us.
除了有很多世界的这些受苦难的基督徒与我们一起受苦。
And there's many suffering Christians who are suffering together with us today.
但是这却是让这只的小鹰变老鹰的必经之路。
And that's the only way for us little eaglings to become that great eagle.
圣经说这个老鹰要搅动这个雏窝里面这个小的鹰啊，雏鹰把它给掀出去，把风给风给扇出去，悬崖下面。
And the Bible tells us that the old eagle, mature eagle, has to go and upset the little nest so that the little eagles can be set free to go start learning how to fly.
有风有浪，反而帮助这个老鹰学习自己在飞。
The wind actually helps the eagle how to fly.
甚至很大风的时候，一把把它扇出去。
And actually in the strong wind, it just sends him higher into the air.
让他感觉到这个气流怎么样去运作啊。
And they actually can monitor the turbulence of the air.
适应这个气流。
And to know how to adapt to the waves.
驾在这个黑云满布这个风暴的里面，这个飞翔的这个老鹰还是可以飞。
So that even amidst the storms that he can still continue to soar through.
原来最终通道的跑道是一种荣耀，是一种自由，是一种高飞，一种的日子。
So at the end of that courseway that we have is a new kind of freedom and liberation.
受苦是有益的。
There is meaning in suffering.
受苦是有很荣耀的结果的。
Through suffering, there is a glorious ending.
因为我们的荣耀的生命是这样被锻炼出来。
Because that's how our glorious life is being trained up.
让我们脱离做小学生的阶段。
Let's leave our elementary status.
能够甘心乐意走在另外上帝给我们安排的跑道的上面。
To faithfully, willingly walk on that courseway God has for us.
有风浪，我们是求力量。
When there's a storm, we ask for strength.
求主就给我们。
And when you ask, and you'll have it.
让我们锻炼成一个老练的基督徒。
Let's be trained up to be a Christian of wisdom and strength.
这正是这个世界所需要看到的基督的见证。
And that's exactly the kind of testimony the world needs.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
阿爸天父。
Heavenly Father.
求你今天把你的话语。
May the word of yours.
把你吩咐我们的话。
The commandments you have for us,
都化为我们心中的真相，
and may it become the truth in our hearts,
以至于我们可以往那个标杆直跑，
so that we can keep running towards the goal.
我们可以学习耶稣基督的榜样，
we can copy and learn from the testimony of Jesus Christ himself.
Because we are not ashamed that we are Christians.
因为我们不害怕，我们就是基督徒。
Because we are living for the risen Lord.
因为我们是为主而活的。
我们心中有耶稣基督的荣美生命的见证在我们的里边。
We have the glorious testimony of Christ in each of our hearts.
求天父激动我们，搅动我们这个的雏窝。
Come and touch us and excite us and shake us up.
让我们能够展翅高飞。
So that we can soar on wings.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.